Ow! Well, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Ulksan, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. So I've been at this game for a long time now. I first joined CITR in 1984. That's 40 years ago. And I hung around, felt like I was living here for a while. After about 5 years, I thought I had enough and left CITR and tried my hand in the world of so-called professional radio. Oh, I went everywhere. I went to CKNW, went to the CBC, a couple of other local stations, traveled around a bit, went up to the Arctic, went into the Kootenays, worked in Trail BC of all places. But I discovered I didn't like radio as a job. I enjoy it much more as a hobby. That's why I came back to CITR. This station lets me do pretty much what I want, the way I want it, as long as I conform to one or two rules about Canadian content and fair play. But I like doing that too, so it's not really a chore. I'm still doing what I want to do and what I love. So I just wanted to get that off my chest and let you know that I'm very grateful. And I wanted to start this week's show with a thank you. First off, to the UBC Student Radio Society for providing a place where we can play radio. Thanks to the staff and volunteers who come in every day and keep this place running smoothly, or at least sounding like it's running smoothly. I do know how crazy it can get around there. And I want to thank you, the listener, because you're who we're doing this for. At least I hope you are. I really have no idea how many of you there are, or even if anyone is actually listening. So whether there's hundreds or thousands of you, or maybe it's just one lone set of ears, this is for you.
Take me in your palm, Anita. Take me in your arms, Anita. It's taking me so long, it's taking me so long. I guess there's nothing wrong, I guess there's your fangs and claws feel the same every time. And your words, they corral good spaces. Yet your heart seems cold and dark with too many empty places. But I don't mind. I must be out of my mind. But I don't mind. It's on the part of it that most likely fails. It's built on top of what's what. It's the pauses and more pauses that help light the way on.
What time it is? What time is it?
It is time for Victory Square Block Party. This September 1st, prepare to see Lilacs and the Apocalypse, Iana Seymour, Scarlet Fever, Tough Cell, Attawolf, New Age Doom, and Sammo T coming at you this September 1st. In Victory Square, CITR, me and you, be there. I won't even give you the option to be square. How about them apples? Victory Square block party time, are you kidding me?
Pick up the phone, Lower Mainland.
Order magazine calling.
And that means
it's time to pick up your Discorder.
With recollections from Music Waste and interviews with your favorite local rising talent performing at 648 Kingsway and Redgate Art Society, Discorder magazine is offering
Discorder.
The most intimate, accessible. Input on the underground art scene across the Lower Mainland. For all the distribution locations, head to citr.ca/discorder/subscribe/.
Thank you for picking up Discorder magazine.
Knock knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this: Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
It's Nardwar, the human serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at Doo-doo-loo-doo-doo-doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshie has you covered. Stop in today at Freshie on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshie on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshie, eat, energize.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.org. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
This week's poem is "The Sky is an Immortal Tent Built by the Sons of Los" by William Blake, courtesy of LibriVox and Project Gutenberg. The sky is an immortal tent built by the Sons of Los. In every space that a man views around his dwelling place, standing on his own roof or in his garden on a mount of 25 cubits in height, such space is his universe. And on its verge, the sun rises and sets. The clouds bow to meet the flat earth and the sea in such an ordered space. The starry heavens reach no further, but here bend and set on all sides, and the two poles turn on their valves of gold. And if he moves his dwelling place, his heavens also move where he goes, and all his neighborhood bewail his loss. Such are the spaces called earth, and such its dimension. As to that false appearance which appears to the reasoner as of a globe rolling through voidness, it is a delusion of Ulro. The microscope knows not of this, nor the telescope. They alter the ratio of the spectator's organs, but leave objects untouched. For every space larger than a red globule of man's blood is visionary and is created by the hammer of Los. And every space smaller than a globule of man's blood opens into eternity of which this vegetable earth is but a shadow. The red globule is the unwearied sun, by Los created to measure time and space to mortal men every morning.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
One,
Confess it all to me. Ooh, was I just playing a role and you were taking me home? I took the day to cry for bed. I told you I'm afraid to change you went away. I pity the version of me who carved our name into that tree.
Thank you. apple by looking at a tree. You can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Judge the book by looking at the cover. Oh. Oh, come on in closer, baby. Hear what else I gotta say. You got your radio turned down too low. Turn it up. By looking at the cane, you can't judge a woman by looking at her man. You can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudged me. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Come on. Oh, how am I doing, baby? Oh. Yeah. You can't judge the fish by looking in the pond. You can't judge right from looking at the wrong. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you can't judge me. Ain't like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
Hastings Crossing is Vancouver's eclectic heart, a welcoming, diverse community rooted in social innovation, compassion, and cultural wisdom. Situated downtown along Hastings between Richards and Gore, you will find some of Vancouver's OG businesses like Nemesis Coffee, Meat and Bread, Dressu, Nuba, and many more. By supporting local businesses and social enterprises in Hastings Crossing, you are also helping to shape a more resilient, inclusive, and sustainable local economy in the downtown Eastside. Find out more about how Hastings Crossing Business Improvement Association is working to support the people and economies of Vancouver's downtown Eastside at hxbia.com or follow us on Instagram at hxbia.
From 1951 to 1992, First Nation and Inuit children were placed in non-Indigenous communities to live in private homes to attend school. If you or someone you know participated in this program, compensation may be available. For details, please visit boardinghomesclassaction.com or call 1-888-499-1144 for details on eligibility, support, or opting out.
Kalalalalam is an urban Indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown Eastside. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, Kalalalalam aims to partner Indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown Eastside by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. head over to our website, kailalalelum.ca, or Instagram at kailalalelum to learn more or donate.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
If you or someone you know has experienced sexual assault, you are not alone. Stand Informed Legal Advice Services is a new program offered by Community Legal Assistance Society that provides free legal advice to anyone who lives in BC and has experienced sexual assault in this province. Stand Informed offers up to 3 hours of free, confidential legal advice, regardless of age, gender, income, whether the assault has been reported to the police, or if you are uncertain that what you experienced is sexual assault. To access Stand Informed services, call 604-673-3143 or email standinformed@clasbc.net.
Picture this. You're walking into your local record store and start skimming the many records until you find an album that you recognize. You pick out the album, check the track list, and maybe only recognize a couple songs. Now you have to listen to the whole album, right? Well, why not do it together? On Discali, every show runs you through an entire album and breaks down key parts and songs that make up an album's aesthetic, art, and story. I'm your host, Oliver, and join me every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in talking about all things music. Want to discover more albums, artists, record pressings, and concerts? I got you. That's every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., so tune in to Discali to discover different discographies and add to the musical discourse.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Sugar,
I'm
on the railroad, sleeping on the ground, eating saltine crackers, 10 cents a pound. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around. Yeah, come here, mama, the hawk has got me. Big balls in town. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around.
Eclectic Lunch today, we heard Empanadas Illegales, Non-Law, Twin, Blancmange, Pranatrix, Supermodal, Potato Head People, Hayalula Hailu, Connor Ruff, Bo Diddley, Bob Marley, and Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. Our theme music is by Ry Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archives at citr.ca. And remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR all afternoon. Up next is Musish, turning found sounds, new music, and an eclectic vinyl library into new improvised tunes. Then at 2 o'clock, it's Radio Art from Beppe Crespin. And as he's always been since 1987... our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. We'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra, Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas